From crawl spaces to vaulted attics, he's seen it all, and he's giving you his advice free of charge. It's a beautiful thing. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Oh, let's bring Mary Jean back in the conversation, and I hope all of you are listening and listening well. We're going to talk about what Mary Jean's return on investment can be from installing radiant barrier in her attic. And I'm telling you that it's not that I'm condemning the product. There are places it can be put in. It is a very high profit margin product that gets so overused and so oversold. I'm just trying to protect y'all. So, Roma, you had a comment before I launch into this?
If you're considering making any kind of investment to lower your utility bills, no matter what we're getting ready to go through is what you should do yourself.
This is
saving money is very easy because you have a certain amount of kilowatt hours that you use, and your history from your utility provider is available for you to pull. You look at how much you consume, average by month, you calculate what the professionals and the industry tells you you can save, and you can calculate what you can save.
Y'all,
listen to how long it's going to take Mary Jane to save.
Y'all get your pencil and paper out and do this at your own house. Ask yourself the same questions I'm getting ready to ask Mary Jean. All right, Mary Jean, are you a year-round resident?
Yes.
Okay. What do you mind sharing on air with 60,000 listeners what your winter bills are? How much are your winter energy bills?
Well, I am on the budget plan, so I pay the same amount every month.
And what is that?
$125 a month.
Okay. And it's an all-electric home?
Well, I have a gas water heater. Otherwise, it's electric.
Okay. All right. And you believe the furnace is electric as well, or is it a gas furnace?
It's electric.
Okay. So you're paying $125 flat rate all year long.
$1,500.
And what temperature do you keep your house at in the middle of the summer?
80.
That's what I was going to guess. Okay. And how big is your house?
About 1,500 square feet.
About 1,500, exactly.
$1 a square foot a year.
Okay. You're going to, if you weren't on the budget plan, and we could get your account and your APS, right?
Correct.
Yeah. We could get your account number and do a research as to how much your summer spike goes up. But here's the general rule. You're going to be spending about $180 to $200 a month in the middle of the summer cooling your house to 80 degrees, okay, for a 1,500-square-foot home, okay?
Okay.
About a buck and a quarter, all right, is what you're going to spend cooling it to 80. So we have a bill of about $180 a month through the middle of the summer, only in the middle of the summer, only for 2 or 3 months, okay?
And not all of, and that's just for the cooling. We're not talking overall bill.
That's right. So we're going to bring that down to what your lowest bill is in the winter, which is probably something about $80. So you're spending $100 in the heat of the summer to cool your house to the level you like it at. Only 15% of that is due to the heat in your attic. $15 a month.
Okay?
And that's only for 3 months of the year.
Okay.
So radiant barrier and super insulating your attic is going to save you in a year $45. They want to charge you $3,400 for radiant barrier, $3,400 for super insulating your room, $6,800 is what they want to charge you to save money on your electric bill.
Right.
Romy, can you divide $6,800 by 45?
I did 50 just to
make it even.
Just
well,
to make it even.
I'm not going to live long enough.
You're not going to live 136 years?
I don't think so.
Listen, Mary Jean, Arizona homeowners, I just want to cry when I hear this. And that's why we come. That's why we feel like we're contributing something to the community. Mary Jean, here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to call Rias for $600. They will come out to your house and do a whole house energy efficiency analysis. For $100, they will give you a complete report of the things you should or shouldn't do to get a return on investment. Rias's phone number is 480-969-7500. And if Arizona homeowners would just hear me out, you start by calling Rias, and then you get your report, and the very next thing you do is call Advance Home Systems and let them do an electrical analysis of how you're buying power to see if their energy management computer can save you money. Doing both those things at every house I own saves me hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year. And Mary Jean, you may not like your house this cold, but my thermostat from now to October is set at 70 degrees. My house is cool as a cucumber, and I'm saving hundreds of dollars a month. And I'm actually doing the utility company a favor, because during the heat of the day, when everybody wants electricity, my house is just sleeping like a turtle, comfortable as can be, not taking any electricity at all. I buy 85% of my electricity off peak. So I'm paying 4.5 cents a kilowatt, as opposed to you and everybody else that's buying it at 14, 15, 16, 20 cents a kilowatt. So here's the question. If on the corner by your house, there's two filling stations, and one of them is selling gas for $3.89 a gallon, and one of them is selling gas for $5 a gallon Monday through Friday, but on Saturday or Sunday, they sell it for $1 a gallon. Where are you going to go to fill up, and when are you going to go to fill up?
Saturday.
You're going to go on Saturday and fill up for $1. And that's what I'm doing with my energy management computer and my RIA's whole energy audit. I'm filling my house up with electricity when it's the cheapest, and I'm saving hundreds of dollars. Mary Jean, we literally saved you thousands and thousands of dollars, like we have many people all over the great state of Arizona. And I want to take this opportunity to reach out to all my listeners. When we save y'all money by not making big mistakes, we've historically asked you to go to Habitat for Humanity and just give a contribution in behalf of Rosie on the House for a percentage of what we saved you. But for a short time here, I'm going to ask you to go on our website and make that contribution to the Vail Historical Preservation Society to help to rebuild the Vail Post Office in Vail, Arizona, an old original adobe building built in 1908 that Rosie on the House is going to get behind, and we're going to get that thing remodeled, rebuilt, and brought back. They're going to use it as a museum and a cultural center for that whole little area of Vail. If I've saved you money, you can go to our website, find a place to click onto it, make a small contribution to the Vail Preservation Society. I know I just saved her thousands of dollars. What was the payback? 136 years?
Yeah.
Or was it 136 months?
No, because you did it annually, because you said 50 a year, right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. No, 136 years.
136 years.
And here's what you're going to get when you talk to Rias. Susie lives just south of you in Litchfield, and you know, at 30 minutes ago, she sent this to RosieOnTheHouse.com. Riet was here this week, very good, 2,400 square feet, 7 years old. I can't do everything they suggested, but I want to know where to start. Let me just read you through what they've suggested and the price. Flex duct, $1,700, so that's replacing air ducts. That's less than either one of the radiant barrier or the insulation you're given.
Absolutely.
Bat realignment, what she's talking about there is, you know how when you roll out insulation, she has rolled insulation, it needs to be realigned. What that means is people have been up there, they've moved it around, running wires, this and that. If it's not a perfect blanket, it's void. $300 to realign it. They're not trying to sell her a bunch of new insulation. She said, look, let's go out there and even it out so you've got a good blanket.
Good investment there.
$300. Window screens where they need it most, $500. And then some foam ceiling around some recessed cans No, is 300. Okay. I mean, each one of these little things will help.
Now, she'll get a return on investment.
Yes. And that's what Mary Jane can expect when Rheus comes.
Yeah.
Is here's what, you know, we looked at your home. Here's the voids. Here's what it's going to cost to fix them. Not, I think you need a lot more insulation and radiant barrier.
$600. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so glad Mary Jane called. Hey, we got an interesting letter in the mail the other day. Somebody wanted to know, Rosie, you're well-traveled. Where would you take your new bride on a honeymoon in northern Arizona?
I actually was, anywhere in Arizona. It's actually Jason, just back from the service.
Oh! Do we have his email address?
We do.
I want to give him a staycation.
Oh.
I want to cover a weekend for him somewhere. Can we do that?
Very nice.
Is it too late? When is he going?
This came in May 30th. I think we got time.
Okay.
I think we got time.
Boy, a honeymoon in northern Arizona. Well, El Tovar. But you're not going to be able to get a room reservation. So
not this time of year.
Maybe La Posada in Winslow. And you've got to dine in the turquoise room.
That's absolutely Mama's favorite.
Probably one of the finest dining rooms in all of Arizona. My wife and I, Jennifer, in 1978, when we got married, we went to Little America. That was our honeymoon. And then she got sick. We had to come home, and we went to Coles Ranch.
Amanda and I had a great experience at the Hacienda Inn right there.
For
on
y'all's
the
honeymoon.
Prescott.
Yeah.
The Jerome is a lot of fun, too, but it just depends on what you want to do.
What's the name of that hotel?
The Grand Hotel in
the
Jerome.
The Grand.
Yeah.
That's in the hospital.
Yeah.
So, like, did you stay for your honeymoon? Did you stay like in the old TB ward or something?
You know, you could tell.
Did you catch anything?
No, I don't think so. You can tell how the hospital, you know, how they've converted hospital rooms into rooms. And there used to be an asylum for the people because it was the hospital for the miners that went crazy down in the mine. That just
I would
couldn't
go
take
crazy
it.
In
I
about
would
1 hour.
And the restaurant there at the hotel is called the Asylum. So the either one of those are great, too.
Well, when we get back, I want to tell a quick story about my hike through the Grand Canyon. Someone bumped into me at the canyon, said they recognized my voice, and she wrote me a very nice letter. I saved her a little bit of a hike by shuttling her to the North Rim Lodge. Another great place for a honeymoon, but again, you're probably not going to be able to get rooms quick enough.
Bruce, Rich, and Tom all online as well.
You're tuned into Arizona's #1 home improvement radio show. It's the Rosie on the House Show.